I'm going to be as brief as I can. My name is Peter Powell. I live in Lancaster. I have been for 42 years in service to Coos County, primarily as a real estate broker. And that's piling up a lot of experience in a large rural area. I'm going to submit some pages online. I'm going to address specifically, when I have a chance to consume it, some of the reports you undoubtedly have about how this project will not harm values. My main point this evening is simply that this project will impact negatively homeowners, property owners, property investors, and others throughout the county, throughout the region, throughout the state, in some ways that may never be able to recover from. To put ugly objects, it is simply a truth that if you put an ugly object on a beautiful landscape, those who are forced to look upon it will experience a reduction in the value and the marketability of their home. And you cannot dress one of these things up to the point where it becomes acceptable to those who are forced to see it instead of that which they've come to enjoy. People, when they come here, the market that we have for our properties here will not accept in this location what you may accept in yours or what they may accept in their homes in Connecticut, Massachusetts, or southern New Hampshire. Here you start from a higher level, a pristine environment, and when that environment is attacked by something like this, the drop in value is precipitous and critical and severe. It isn't starting with someone who's already looking out at traffic and industrial development and pollution of one sort and another and other power lines and subtracting a lesser amount because you're already degraded. Here, that degree of degradation amounts to a large drop in value and a consequence not only to property owners but also to businesses. The idea of running around Lancaster, rolling down Martin Meadow Pond Road or out the North Road or out Route 2 and encountering a vision of these towers where previously you encountered some of the most favorite vistas that we and others have ever had is threatening and formidable. The idea that this doesn't happen because of lines is simply contrary to the record that we do have. Anecdotally, Wheeler Clark, 25 years ago, paid public service to bury the line in front of his home on my road, Martin Meadow Pond Road, because it stood between him and a view of Mount Washington, and he thought it was ugly. So he paid to bury it. In every division, subdivision throughout New Hampshire, where new homes are being built, property developers and property owners are putting their lines underground, just little residential lines, because they're ugly to see and because they'll enjoy their properties more without them and they'll get a higher reward when they sell them. It's just being demonstrated throughout New Hampshire every day. I stood in Randolph in front of a home on beautiful land with a beautiful view of Adams and Madison last summer to a couple from out of New Hampshire who looked at the view and saw that simple little residential line across the street about 400 feet away and said, isn't it a shame that you have to look out at that power line? There are countless examples throughout the region where Northern Pass has already had a negative impact on property disposition, property values. The outcome of this thing would be devastating. The balance has not been arrived at yet. It still has to be pursued. This is not in balance for our region. If you've taken the approach, in my view, of starting across the region by building above the ground and finding out where you had to go under, I think you need to reverse that. And if Beirut or somebody else wants you to pop up because nobody else can see them, save a few bucks. Ruin their property. But don't impact those who have to look out upon this line anywhere along its length.
Okay, the next four speakers will be Art Hammond from Whitefield,